Good morning, everyone, or afternoon or evening, or whenever you're listening to this. This is June 18th, 2018, and you're listening to Uncommuted. And let's see, my weekend was, it was interesting. I did get some editing done early yesterday, which was good. So I finally got the ball rolling on that. Went to tennis yesterday in the hot blazing sun for about an hour and a half, and I said, okay, I had to call it quits because it was just way too hot for me to be out there, and I didn't have any sunscreen, and I, you know, and I'm usually there during the evening, you know, like, what, usually I go out at 7 during the week, and so, you know, it's not as hot, or the sun is not as high, so, you know, I'm usually okay. But yeah, yesterday, it just killed me, and those guys wanted to stay there for like another hour, and I was like, well, I will see y'all later. I finished The Outsider by Stephen King. I finished that audiobook, and, you know, to be honest, I loved it all the way through. I just felt like the climax was a little anticlimactic. I don't know. You know, I don't like to comment on other people's work, especially since that's what I'm trying to do, is be a writer. But, you know, I mean, I think there's some reasonable room for commentary. And yeah, so I mean, I thought it was a good book. I thought it was well written. I thought it had some moments in there that really kind of stuck with you. It was just that one piece. But, you know, it's Stephen King, so, you know, you're always getting a good one with him. And then I finally, once I finished that book, I started listening to Everything Is Love, the Beyonce and Jay-Z album that was just surprise leaked, or not leaked, but surprise, a surprise release, basically. And yeah, I love all the songs. I think the first few songs, as opposed to the last maybe two or three songs. The first few songs are my favorite. Only listened to it once so far, but you know, some songs will grow on you if you stick with it for a while. But yeah, you know, I definitely enjoyed it. Another good one. Everybody's loving it. I did not even get to see the video yet that everybody's been talking about, so I'm gonna have to watch that when I get home today. But yesterday I ended my day off with a bit of an experiment on Twitter, and that was basically, it's a choose your own story thing. So what I am going to do is I'm going to write a story on Twitter, just like one, I'm not going to like do a whole 15 part thread, you know. I want to, it's a little bit challenging because it's only, what, 280 characters? Yeah, so it's like I can't get all the description and all the dialogue. You have to kind of be very, very succinct with how you speak, and that could be a good thing because it makes you just get to the point. It could also be a bad thing because, you know, you have to leave out a lot of details. But, you know, I mean, it's Twitter, so I'm assuming that nobody really expects anything to read like, you know, a AAA title. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a good challenge. So basically, I'm gonna write a story. I'll put a poll at the bottom for you to choose what happens next. So basically, right now I have a guy who has been framed for murder, and he ran away from his year in the future. He ran away back to 2018, but now he's depleted the energy source on his time travel device. So now he has to, you know, rejuvenate it to get back to his own time. So I guess Back to the Future. But different, I guess. I don't know. It's funny. I hadn't even thought about that until this morning. But yeah, I guess it's kind of like that. But yeah, and so right now the two choices are, you know, I've kind of introduced another character. So the two choices are to either fall in love with that character or make it like strictly business. So, yeah, that's going to be done by, I think that poll's going to be over by like noon today. And then I'll continue the story either right after if I can, or later on when I get home. So, yeah, that's the plan. You know, I'm just going to do it once a day for the week. And then, you know, you get a lot of people interacting. And I get to show off a little bit of my skill. It's like a fun little story. It's not going to take too long. By Sunday, it'll be over. And, you know, if it's something that I think is... if it's something that's successful, if it's something that people like, it's something that I will continue to do. Maybe, like, once a month or something. At least to start, you know, because trying to do something like that once a week, I can't imagine, like, that's just too much. I mean, I had to basically outline what the story was going to be, and, you know, I feel like if I continue to do this every week, all that energy is going to go into tweeting as opposed to actually writing my book. So I'm trying to like space out what I'm doing and just really get a feel for it right now. But anyway, that is it for the morning. I am headed to work now, and I will catch you guys on the way back. Adios. What up, y'all? I am on my way home back from work, and I actually signed up for more tennis today. I must be a glutton for punishment, but they're doing drills and stuff, so it'll be a good way for me to practice, because they have some coaches there that can kind of help me do a little bit better, because as I told you, you know, maybe a few episodes ago, I am playing with a bunch of experts in this tennis group that I'm in. And so I need to kind of come up to their level a little bit so that I'm not the one who's kind of stalling the games. Because it's a little bit embarrassing, but it's more frustrating because, you know, I kind of want to be able to have a good game with some people. But yeah, that's what my day is looking like. I'm going to go home and do another section of this Twitter story that I started. And I'm going to definitely try to do some editing. I think there's a couple other things that I got to do at the same time. I have to think about some more areas to live as far as looking for a property. Because, yeah, and this whole property search thing, this house hunting thing is becoming a little more stressful now. You know, and it's just because a lot of stuff is kind of out of my range. So that's becoming a little bit frustrating, but, you know, try not to give up on the search. But yeah, that's what's going on in my life. I don't really have much to talk about right now as far as any specific topic, but I'm sure there will be something that pops up. But for now, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.